In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Executive Vice President of the National Cotton Ginners Association. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've had the Southwest School, which was in Lubbock, Texas. That school was March 31st through April 2nd. We had very good participation there. The next school will be the Western School, which will be May 13th through the 15th, and that's in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And then finally, the June 17th through 19th school will be in Stoneville, Mississippi.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They will start at the very beginning, and that is the unloading, the handling systems of the seed cotton when that first enters the gin. And then you have the pre-cleaning equipment that we discuss, and of course the gin stand where the actual separation of the lint from the seed, then the lint cleaners, and then finally to the bale press. In addition, when we talk about the importance of having a uniform bale that has the correct shape, we actually talk about what maintenance can be done on the bale presses to ensure that you have a nice uniform package and one that is square.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In the continuing education, we are trying to give it a little bit of a regional flavor, and one of the things that we are going to discuss at the Western School are high-speed roller ginning systems. At the Stoneville School, we're going to talk about a maintenance program for gins, and that, again, will be a half-a-day session, in addition to discussing the PLC and electrical and the onboard moduling systems, module building systems.